Republican Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed the funding for the fairs back in June, along with most of the budget bills Democrats sent to his desk. So what does that mean for the fairs? Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan says Rauner lost his legal authority to spend money on the fairs when he vetoed the budget.
That'd be my judgment, that there's no spending authority, but I'm going to be there anyhow because I enjoy going to the state fair.
But Senator John Sullivan, a Democrat from Rushville, says there are several reasons to hold the events, including state law.
Illinois law, by the statutes that are in place, you know, it says that there shall be a state fair and a Des Moines fair for that matter. So from what I can gather and talking to the folks out at the fairgrounds and the Department of Ag, the intent and the plan is to go ahead with the state fair.
Sullivan says entertainment acts have already been paid from last year's budget. If the fair were canceled, the state would lose some or all of that money. He points out that the economic activity from the fairs brings in tax dollars at a time when the state budget and many local budgets are struggling.
There would be a definite negative impact on the state of Illinois for canceling acts and canceling the fair, number one. Number two, the economic impact that the fair has for the region is actually going to bring money into the state's coffers. So if you look at it from the local economy standpoint, the regional economy there in the Springfield area, it certainly has going to have a very positive impact. And so again, that's actually helping solve some of our problems instead of being a detriment to us.
Retired U of I political science professor Kent Redfield says that no matter what's in state law about the fairs, without a budget, Illinois can't spend on them. That means no operating funds for costs like temporary workers, gas, and water. But he notes the governor has already found a way, through the courts, to keep paying state employees without funding.
If you don't have a budget, then you ought to be out of business. But obviously, there are certain areas where the governor's office has decided to put extraordinary effort into trying to keep certain things going, and one of them appears to be the state fair.
Redfield says some in the state might question why the fairs are moving ahead while other services are on hold.
Lots of people depend on the state fair as it has a huge economic impact. There's every reason in the world to try and make it go. But if I'm a social service provider who's laying off people or going out of business, I'm probably questioning the state's priorities in terms of what really is or isn't the primary function of state government.
Representative Raymond Poe, a Republican from Springfield, says that if the state backs out of the fair now, after contracts have been signed, it would hurt its reputation.
It seems like that everything's a go. You don't want to stop it and start it to stop it. If you do, then you're going to lose your credibility and it'll be hard to build back up.
Redfield says that if there's any uncertainty about vendors and acts getting paid, it could cost Illinois in the long run.
If I were contracting the state fair to come and perform, given Illinois' budget history, I might want a lot of money up front, and it just might be a lot more difficult to get acts to commit or a lot more expensive.
Rauner's office and the Illinois Department of Agriculture, which oversees the fairs, turned down requests for interviews. But the governor's office did say that vendors may not get paid on time. I'm Jamie Dunn.